The sun goes down, giving way to a clear Caribbean night awash in stars. Belize apparently sits just underneath the path of many satellites. We can see them skittering back and forth across the sky. A group dinner has been set up outside, underneath an enormous umbrella of palm fronds. The chef is roasting an entire pig in a covered pit. Occasional wisps of smoke curl up through the sand, like vain attempts at escape by the spirit of the butchered animal. The crew toasts one another and the models on a day's work well done. The mariachi plays. Alejandra calls over to him and makes a request. She laughs a little as she says the name of the song, half-joking. Even though she asks him in Spanish, the ironic camp lilt in her voice is unmistakable. He begins to sing. It is a sweetly traditional tune, a song a mother might teach her child. As he begins, Alejandra and Vanessa laugh and exclaim in mock sentimentality. But they cannot sustain the joke, and soon they just sit and listen, eyes cast down, with faint smiles on their faces. This is my classic trajectory. The mid-afternoon freak-out, followed by that evening's outflowing of fine feeling, brought on by a number of factors. Relief at my impending departure, a drop in temperature, and the very tangible perquisites heaped upon me, good food, alcohol, and the general deference accorded an American journalist abroad. I have been having a little session privada of my own. My version of the extended cocktease is that throughout my stay on Cayo Espanto, I have been affecting either a wide-eyed, disingenuous unfamiliarity with luxury, or alternately claiming outrage at the social inequities of the place. Whenever Obed has asked me if I'd like something, I've responded with a scandalized, "Oh, golly, no, thank you so much."